Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we get a 3-for-1 deal in our gospel reading. 3 small, very similar sounding parables comparing the kingdom of heaven to common things on this earth, as fields, pearls, and nets. As the parables themselves reveal, they intend to show the mysteries of the kingdom by faith. And at the same time, they hide them from unbelief. And this makes the hearer of these parables completely dependent on Jesus. Today, the kingdom is compared to buried treasure, a pearl-seeking merchant, and a dragnet trolling the sea. And what do these 3 unconnected items have in common? Well, today we're going to find out. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. So the good Lutheran question is, what does this mean? Well, first, it means that the kingdom of heaven is hidden in plain sight, like buried treasure. Over time, there was this field. People walked over it. Maybe they played games on it, planted fields of grain, or perhaps even raised herds of cattle and sheep on it. They did it for years, not knowing the treasure was buried under their feet in the soil. The kingdom of heaven is hidden from the eyes of the world. To the world, the kingdom looks like simple water, a guy in a white robe, or an inexpensive wine and small crackers. To the world, the kingdom looks like a Jewish carpenter from the backwater town of Nazareth who had the misfortune of being crucified. The glory of the kingdom is hidden like the glory of Jesus' divine nature is hidden under the humility of a manger and a cross. And for us, the glory of the kingdom is hidden as new creations, righteous ones, hidden under the flesh of the old Adam, sinners. And hidden is another way of saying mystery. For what is hidden must be revealed. It must be told to you, or you would not know it. So the kingdom of heaven, though really present, is revealed only to faith. You must hear and believe. There is nothing to see. Also, the hidden treasure gives the entire field value. If it was you or I, perhaps we had stumbled across a buried treasure, likely we would wait until dark, go and dig it up, and no one would be the wiser, and we would be all the richer. But that's not how the kingdom operates. The man literally buys everything. Go places on this island or perhaps over into eastern Washington and you will see a field with an old barn, probably broken down machinery, falling down tool shed, and a house sliding off its foundation. But instead of redeeming the redeemable or salvaging the salvageable, Jesus comes for the entire world. He literally buries his life and death in it as hidden treasure, giving infinite value to the whole thing. This is what pleases God in the world, the death and resurrection of his Son, by which all things are reconciled to him. In other words, the world is precious to God for Jesus' sake. Again, Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Now, the trouble we often have with this parable is that we get caught up. We get distracted by the pearl, as in the kingdom of heaven is like a pearl of great worth, which tends to be so priceless that you must give up everything to have it. which I guess on some level you could say is true, but it is not the point here. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking pearls. You can almost see one of those Middle Eastern markets, can't you? Small booths lining the street, colored fabrics waving in the breeze, fresh vegetables and spices, and a merchant searching from booth to booth that sells jewelry, shaking hands, making deals, until he finds the one, the pearl among pearls, the finest and rarest he has ever seen. And for the sheer joy of owning it, he sells everything he has. Now, time here this morning does not allow to recount the various ways this parable is interpreted over the years, so we are going to let Scripture interpret it for us. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. The kingdom of heaven is like the seeking love of God, who searches high and low for that one pearl of infinite value, the apple of his eye, the world he has created and loved, and finding it gives everything he has, his only Son, in order to make it his treasure possession. So often, you know, we think that we can bargain with God. We think that we are the shrewd merchants who works through all of the pearls of the religious jewelry market. And having found Jesus, then we give up everything to have him. And just like putting ourselves in the place of the Samaritan, in the parable of the Good Samaritan, in our own minds, we become the hero of the parable. But that thinking that way about the parable exposes the religion of the old Adam. Do you really want to buy the entire farm just to have the treasure? Do you really want to give up everything to follow Jesus? A rich young ruler, when posed this same question, turned and went away sad. And we can't fault him because we know we are the same. But thankfully, this is not about us. It's not about us making good choices. It's about God's choice to seek and save us. It's about the love of God in Christ Jesus that stops at nothing to rescue a world from sin and death. It's about God who works hiddenly and mysteriously in, with, and under the things of this world to redeem the world. It's about your value to God for Jesus' sake. How valuable are you? You were worth his Son, his shed blood, his innocent suffering and death. That's what he paid to redeem you, to make you his own, so that you might be with him in his kingdom. Finally, Jesus says, and again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. The kingdom is like a net cast into the sea, a big net, a wide net, a very indiscriminate net that hauls in everything. Good fish, bad fish, old tires, hubcaps, and crushed soda cans. The entire world, in all its goodness, badness, and ugliness, is caught in this net. For no one and nothing is outside the net of Jesus' death and resurrection. Now, we would have thought that God might have been a little bit more selective in his resurrection roundup, like line fishing only for good fish instead of net fishing. But God's ways are not our ways. He drags the whole world, the entire cosmos, into the dark death of his Son on the cross, and then out of that death raises up a new creation. Then, and only then, can good and evil be properly separated. And this is good, because my fellow saint and sinners, that line separating evil and righteousness runs right through each and every one of us. We are deeply grateful that his net drags in everyone, Because if it picked up only what's good, we would certainly be left out. Rather, you see, you are of great value to God, a priceless, precious pearl. You may not feel worthless, and the world may not have an appreciation for your value. You may look and feel insignificant, a speck on a planet hurtling through the unimaginable vastness of space. But you are worth dying for, and so is this entire world. God bought you before you knew him. He saved you before you ever had a thought of being saved. He rescued you before you called for help. He redeemed you while you were still dead in your sins. That's the kingdom of heaven, whose king is crucified and risen and takes away the sin of the world, who takes away your sin. That hidden, costly, all-embracing kingdom is yours in Jesus. It is your birthright by baptism as God's own child. You have been caught in the kingdom net together with all the world's prodigal sons and daughters to be dragged onto the shore of resurrection and by the grace of God and his mercy in Jesus to rise as saints and kingdom citizens, his treasured possessions, his priceless pearl. That's what the kingdom of heaven is like. Amen.